Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Lasiba Tobachali, good afternoon. And Lasiba, you're the national spokesperson at the South African Policing Union.
Good afternoon to yourself, Jerry.
And Lasiba, thank you for making time for us. Much appreciated. So it's quite a topic today, and we're talking about recruits, we're talking about police, and we're talking about having tattoos within the police force. And Police Minister Becky Cele, his comments explaining that the police force do not hire candidates who have tattoos. And he went on to say that when you have a tattoo, we don't hire you because you have a tendency of being a gangster. Do you want to give us a bit more background into this?
Okay. Thank you for having us once more.
No, our pleasure. Thank you.
At home. Remember from the old regime where we came from, the issue of the regulations that speak to the dress code or the dress order within the South African Police Services, the issue of tattoos, it was taken to be, you know, to say that the recruits themselves, they should not have tattoos, which are visible and which are irreconcilable with the objectives of the service. That is what the dress order is saying, even coming from the old regime, even currently, the same dress order is applicable. And as an organization, it is our clear view that the regulation or the dress order speaks for itself. It looks like the subs themselves, even the minister, are not able to interpret what the dress order is saying, because there is no way where it is saying one must not have a tattoo. It is saying that that tattoo should not be visible if one is wearing a summer uniform, and if that tattoo should not be irreconcilable with the objectives of the South African Police Services. And it is interventions that we have done to say now, the issue of tattoos, we live in another era. It doesn't matter anymore like before. If one has a tattoo, it means that they are then associated with criminals. They are associated with that stereotype that comes and say that then they have tendencies of being gangsters. So we are not agreeing with that. We are saying that as you look, we travel around to the whole world as a union. We get exposed to quite a whole lot of circumstances and situations. We see a whole lot of different police forces across the country, across the world. And you can see now people who get recruited into the South. Gary, we've got people who are AMA 2000, you know, we call them like that. Young people whom are fascinated by tattoos. So clearly, does it mean that if they have a passion clearly to join the South African Police Services, if they have a tattoo, then they should not form part of joining the subs? So we are saying that what the minister has said is irresponsible. It is inappropriate for him to come and misinterpret what the dress order is saying.
And Lasiba, what about a cover-up tattoo? Sort of, you've had an operation on your arm, and a lot of people get a tattoo to cover up the scarring, whatever, or maybe even a tribal or religious tattoo or something. Are you saying that if that tattoo is visible, it's also no good?
No, we are referring to what the dress order is saying, which speaks about it being visible, and it being visible. There's two things. Is the tattoo being visible, and that is not found to be irreconcilable with the objectives of the service. So it is those two things that are embedded within the dress order. That is why we even tabled a position paper in the SSSBC where we negotiate with SAPS, where we are saying that this regulation needs to be visited, looking at where we are currently and looking at how, you know, things have changed. We have since moved from where we are, but it looks like the minister and SAPS management, they are still remaining to be in that old regime whereby they do not, you know, they just come with this blanket approach when it comes to the issues of tattoos. So whether one has a tattoo or not, Gary, it doesn't mean that they will be a good police officer.
Correct.
A tattoo does not defy the character of a person.
Absolutely.
So that is why we are saying that we are challenging that matter. And if subs management is not going to agree with us, as an organization, we are prepared to go challenge that the dress order and even employment regulations when it comes to the issues of tattoos, even up to the Constitutional Court, because we strongly believe that it is discriminatory in nature. and discrimination in this manner, because it will be an unfair discrimination. It will not be a fair discrimination. It is not allowed within this dispensation.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I mean, and then secondly, I mean, what would then, Lesebo, what would also happen in the event of a current policeman who's in the force getting a tattoo? So he's been in the force a couple of years and then he goes and gets a tattoo, which is visible. So, I mean, what would the then ruling be? So, I mean, it would also be interesting.
And there is nothing that happens to those who happen to get tattoos after they are in the force. Why do you then discriminate against those who have tattoos when they are outside the force? Because those who are in the force, they understand what the regulation is saying. They understand everything that relates to the dress order thereof. So you cannot discriminate those who want to come into the force, whereas those who are in the force, you don't even look into all of those issues.
Absolutely. And I mean, the way that he openly, blanketly states, you know, we don't hire you if you've got a tattoo because you have a tendency of being a gangster. And he, I mean, he also goes on to say of being gangsters or possibly ex-prisoners and motorcyclists. So, I mean, he bundles it up and, I'm sure, I mean, I've got family with tattoos and things and, there's nothing wrong with having a tattoo. And as you say, it's discrimination. I mean, if you want a tattoo, if you want to, you know, have something on you, it's a personal thing.
Yeah, no, I fully concur with you, Gary. That is why our position is clear that the minister should not make such reckless statements. And in practice, when they are busy recruiting young people to join the force, who have a passion, who have a calling to come and join the South African Police Services, the issue of tattoos, we dealt with a whole lot of applicants whom were discriminated because of the very same issue of tattoo. That is why as an organization, we are taking it up, even up to the highest court in the land, if it forces us to go through that route, so that this discrimination and even this stereotype about tattoos can clearly be defined in law by the judges, if it has to be, so that it cannot be used as a barometer to say this is a good applicant who will make a good cop, this is not a good applicant, then they are aligned with criminals and so on.
Absolutely. And as you said earlier, you can't distinguish and you can't say it's not going to be a good candidate or police officer because it's a lot more than just a tattoo. And you can't take that blanket approach. You just cannot do that. And I mean, can you imagine just lastly, I mean, on the when they recruit and on the employment, the application form, your name, your address, do you have tattoos? I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah, unfortunately now the application form, it comes in that manner where one, it is required that they have to declare. But when one becomes honest to say, okay, I've got a tattoo, it is a different story, Gary, because as we speak, the employment regulations, they say one has to declare in that manner. But me declaring, or when an applicant declares, and then now you use that against them because they declared that they have a tattoo, that is unfair. That is why we deem it as discrimination.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Lesebo Thobagale, a very, very interesting discussion. Thank you for talking to us and our listeners.